Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In Boston, the strains of a traditional Japanese folk song filled the Old South Church last night as people gathered to honor the victims of the quake and tsunami and to show solidarity as the Japanese try to recover. The service was co-hosted by the Japan Society of Boston, the oldest such group in the United States. The Society's president, Peter Grilly, who grew up in Japan, said the crisis has rocked the whole world.
History took an abrupt turn in a different direction, and all of our lives suddenly changed at that terrifying moment. Even if we did not directly experience the earthquakes and tsunamis, all our lives changed because this is one small planet, one small family of humankind.
In coordination with the Japan Society at the vigil last night, the Boston Foundation announced a new fund for the residents of the hardest hit areas in Northeast Japan. The Consul General to New England, Takeshi Hikihara, expressed his gratitude for the help so far and shared words from Japan's emperor.
It is extremely important in the coming days for us all to share with the victims as much as possible their hardship in whatever way we can. It is my sincere wish that those who have been affected by the disaster will never give up hope.
Governor Patrick also spoke at the service, urging people to continue to come together for Japan. He said it's important
that we pay attention to the people of Japan, just as we try to pay attention to the people of Haiti and other places that have experienced profound turmoil and upheaval, natural or otherwise, not just in the immediate wake of the disaster, but in the times when all of the attention has passed and people may need us most of all.
Hiro Nishi, a Japanese-American living in the Boston area, was also at the vigil last night, which he called a rare chance for Japanese people to show emotion.
People in Japan, you know, I've never seen them cry. They're always strong. And, you know, I thought this was one and the only time where I could just kind of burst out tears, dry them up and dust myself up and, start another new day tomorrow.
The Women of the World Choir from the Berklee College of Music singing at the Vigil for Japan in the Old South Church last night. This traditional song is called Furusato, about the longing to return to the place you call home.